This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
It's an iconic sound, the sound of the wild, the sound of wolves. And at the Halliburton Forest and Wildlife Reserve's Wolf Sanctuary, you can now enjoy a catered three-course meal while taking in the sights and sounds of the five gray wolves who live there through the Dinner with Wolves experience. Marina Wigmore, the sanctuary's Wolf Center and Experience Manager, explains how an overseas inquiry about hosting a surprise wedding proposal there turned into the Dinner with Wolves program.
We're always looking for new experiences we can offer, other ways to get people to engage and really connect with the wolves and this sort of thing. And so for a long time on our website, we kind of had, you know, for special events or occasions, contact us and let's chat and come up with something, right? So at one point I had gotten an email from a gentleman from the UK, was coming to visit some cousins in Canada with his girlfriend and was wanting to propose. So he was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I think this would be a really cool place to do it. Please help. And I was like, sweet, I'm on it. At that point, I think just like a few months before that, I had had my own wedding. So I was fully on board. I was like, let's do this. Let's do this proposal for you. So we put together, you know, let's do an intimate dinner here. And we kind of did a surprise. There was like a public event beforehand. So I said, okay, like come for the public event. And then when everybody's leaving, say you just have to come inside to go use the bathroom or something like that. Just come back in for a few minutes and then say, oh, let's just peek at the wolves one more time. Let's go back up to the observation. And we had the whole dinner set up, you know, fairy lights, the whole everything. And of course she said yes. And so then they had a lovely kind of candlelit dinner while the wolves were hanging out outside the windows. And, you know, seeing how special that was for them, we were like, okay, this is a cool, like, thing that other people would enjoy.
Catered by nearby Bosch Kung Smokehouse, the dinners have been wildly popular since they began just over a year ago. Marina says the allure of seeing wolves never gets old, and the mystery surrounding them is what attracts both visitors and diners alike.
You know, we do a full three-course meal right in the observation room of the Wolf Center that typically the wolves are hanging out right outside the windows. Sometimes they're eating too. Sometimes they're playing. Sometimes they're just napping. Sometimes they're a little less present, but it's such an intimate way to experience the wolves in the Wolf Center. They have the whole museum to themselves. It's completely private. You know, I've had people in tears at the end of it because it was just that special for them. They just connect to wolves in such a different way. And it's been really beautiful and a really well-loved program.
The dinners take place Monday to Friday at the center. In the winter, seatings are at 3 p.m. because of the limited daylight hours. Marina says the feedback has been positive given the uniqueness of the experience.
People are looking for transformative experiences. They want to be changed from what they experience. And so coming in a setting like this and having it private versus just coming in for general admission, they're two very, very different experiences. And people do leave feeling like this was so cool. They want to send pictures to all their friends. They're telling everybody. And I've had a number of ones where it is like, hey, you know, my sister came and now I'm coming or whatever, things like that. And, you know, word of mouth has, in the history of Halliburton Forest, always been the best marketing.
For more information or to book a Dinner with Wolves experience, visit halliburtonforest.com.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.